You're listening to the Conversations with Kids Peace podcast. Advice, information, and inspiration from experts at the leading provider of mental and behavioral health services for children, adults, and those who love them. Now, here's your host.
Hello and welcome to our podcast series, Conversations with Kids Peace. I'm Bob Martin. A new offering from Kids Peace Foster Care in Pennsylvania is aimed at addressing the specific needs of a key part of the population of kids in foster care, those with an autism diagnosis. To talk about the challenges these children face and how the new program of autism-focused foster care is designed to help meet them, we are pleased to welcome Heather Einzig. She's the Family Resource Specialist in Kids Peace's Foster Care Office in Berks County, Pennsylvania. And Heather, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
Always glad to see you. I mentioned there are specific challenges that the kids are facing, that kids with an autism diagnosis face when they go into foster care. Can you talk about a few of those specific challenges?
Sure. I think it's important to note that all kids coming into foster care have challenges. Essentially, they're being taken out of a home or an environment where they're familiar and being moved to a new place. I think with our children with autism diagnoses, they face additional challenges in that there's often sensory issues, there's transition issues, and, you know, a lot of times these kids rely on predictability and routine, and being moved to a new environment is a big change with that.
And so even if a family is trained and practiced at foster care, there are certain hurdles to overcome. And we all know foster parents are very special people. But what more does a foster family need to do when they're caring for a kid with autism?
They need to be flexible. I think that's the biggest thing. Of course, the training curriculum that we've come up with in partnership with all of the Kids Peace programming that we have existing, has hopefully been able to develop a curriculum where we can support these families to provide those extra special needs. But a lot of it is being flexible, being reliant. We believe that a person who has a flexible work schedule or even a stay-at-home parent might be best suited for the foster care program.
And you mentioned a very important thing, which is this program is drawing from the experience that Kids Peace's community programs that that serve the population of kids with autism have developed. So a lot of expertise there. On that line, can you talk a little bit about how the autism-focused foster care program took root in Berks County?
The need for autism-focused foster care, I think, has been a growing need over the years. And I believe it really came about with just a general conversation with Berks County Children and Youth. And they said they identified the need, saying these are the types of homes that we need. You know, in addition to the ongoing need for traditional foster parents, we absolutely need people who are specialized in caring for specialized populations, and such as those with autism diagnoses.
And obviously that's the challenge you're in now. As we're taping this, you're recruiting foster parents. How is that going? Is the response been what you've been looking for?
I mean, it's been slow going, but we fully acknowledge that the decision to become a foster parent is something that sometimes takes, you know, a year or two to make that decision. It's not a small decision. So, you know, we're open to having conversations with people. There's no commitment when you contact us. It's really just information gathering so that we can give you information about the program. We can learn about different families and to see if it would be a good match to provide foster care to this population.
And I know that you and I have talked about the fact that kind of the center of that bullseye are folks who have dealt with individuals with autism in their lives, that they can bring some of that perspective to this challenge. I'm wondering, you know, first of all, I'm glad you mentioned the good folks at Berks County Children and Youth. They deserve a lot of credit for, you know, really pushing this forward and providing the resources for it. But I'm wondering if you think this could end up being a model for other areas to adopt to meet the needs of kids with autism in their communities?
Absolutely. Right as soon as we started the website and advertising, I actually received contacts from out of state. So I think it has a lot of growth potential, and the model that we create here in Berks County could potentially transition to other counties as well.
If folks in Berks County are interested in more information, perhaps, you know, want to take that journey you just talked about maybe becoming a foster parent in this program, what should they do?
Visit the website is probably the easiest. It's fostercare.com/autism. You can contact our Reading office. Either way gets to me, and we'll be able to answer questions, set up appointments. We can do them virtual. We can do them in person. We're really flexible because we want to work with. We acknowledge that families are existing, and we need to work within their systems as well.
And again, we want to mention, don't feel like you're obligated. If you just want to find out information, for a family member you think would be good for it and everything, give us a call. We'd Absolutely. Love to talk to them. Heather Ensing is a family resource specialist in the Temple, Pennsylvania office of Kids Peace Foster Care and Community Programs. That's in the Reading area. The office currently recruiting foster parents to be part of the new autism-focused foster care program. And as Heather just said, you can go to fostercare.com/autism for contact information, more information. Heather, thanks for joining us. We always love to have you with us. And thank you all for joining us as well. We look forward to having you join us again for more conversations with Kids Peace. Until then, take care.